Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah. That was a song of oneness in the body of Christ done by Tom Inglis with Hosanna Music titled One Body in Christ. I hope you were blessed by it. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 13th day in March 2024. Work towards unity, part 3. Genesis chapter 11 verse 6 says, "And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for life. We thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for your grace upon our lives and your goodness, O Lord Jesus. We also thank you for your word that you have sent to us today. Lord, we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible is replete with numerous illustrations of the power, blessings, and benefits of dwelling and working together in unity. In Psalms 133, verses 1 to 3, the Bible says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that runneth down upon the bed, even Aaron's bed, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forever." Amen. One of the reasons why you should strive to foster the bond of unity in any group you belong to is because of the commanded blessings that accrue to those who subscribe to such united groups. However, if at least one person within the group stirs up a conflict that results in division within the group, everyone in that group will miss out on whatever command blessings that was meant for the group. Show me a group where the members are genuinely united, and I will show you a group where the power of God operates unhindered and unsolicited miracles and blessings are commonplace. Show me a family where the husband and wife are sincerely united in heart, and I will show you a family that enjoys commanded blessings and consistent answers to prayers. For example, lack of unity between husband and wife is a recipe for persistent struggle and lack of progress in that family. Their consistent prayers and fasting notwithstanding. Unity facilitates easy and quick answers to prayers. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, Jesus said, "I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you." Another benefit of unity is a sense of shared purpose that it creates. By embracing unity, groups or teams can achieve success that goes beyond individual accomplishments and creates a strong foundation for future growth and prosperity. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, the Bible says, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if one falls down, his companion can lift him up. But pity the one who falls without anyone to help him up." In other words, if you do anything within your power to maintain peace and unity within the team, you will benefit more from it than trying to make it big on your own. When a corporate body comes together to pray, they can easily arrest or stop the activities of the enemies of individual members of the congregation much faster and more effectively than those individuals would trying to do it standalone. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says, "A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple branded cord is not easily broken." Beloved, as an individual, there is a limit to what you can accomplish standalone. However, if you work together as a united team, you will make progress exponentially. Shalom. Let us pray together, believers. Say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, as I work on improving my interpersonal relationships, please help me to become a unifying agent that brings people together. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen." Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, we encourage you to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ as well as gain directions in life. So make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Marvin Sapp singing, You Are God Alone. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifene. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
There's no question of your greatness, no searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night's moon bows light from day. Oh, you alone, you're God, and Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now until the King. deserves all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Forever. Come on, begin to minister to him tonight. Amen. Come on, press on in, press on in. I wish I had somebody that would help me press, press. Come on, let's go into the holies of holies. Come on, let's minister to him right now. God, we worship your name today. God, we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah, God. There is none like you, there's none like you. I wish I just had a few folk that would open up their mouths and just begin to bless him. Come on, give him the fruit of your lips. Don't tell him about your problems, don't tell him about your troubles. Just begin to minister to our God. Come on, open up your mouths, everybody. Open up your mouths, lift up those hands, lift up those hands. Come on, begin to minister to him. Minister to him, tell him, God, you're God. You're the only God. You're the only true God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether wonderful. There is none like you, God. I blow kisses to you. I want to embrace you. I want to show you how much I love you. Come on.